Future of Mobility, Why We Talk to Pioneers of Our Time. An article published on the Daimler blog, written by Yannick Guara. As I entered the festival hall in Frankfurt back in September 2017, I was both impressed and completely confused. Mercedes-Benz had obviously gone to a great deal of effort to decorate the entire festival hall with the latest and finest premium vehicles. And then to hold a festival at which the only people speaking had nothing to do with automobiles. Everything for the future of mobility. But my confusion didn't last for long, because even back then in 2017, we were already aware that not only Daimler as a group, but also the economy as a whole was becoming more and more interconnected, and above all, more and more digital. That's where the borders between classical business and new business get blurred pretty fast. That was also the spirit of the first Me convention, featuring guests such as Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook and the American rapper ASAP Rocky. Back then, we showed the world that it pays off not only to look beyond your immediate horizons, but also to consistently confront other modes of thinking and pictures of the future at a classical auto show. Last year, the Me convention took place in Stockholm, where the EQC was presented in parallel as the first all-electric Mercedes-Benz. It wasn't the only symbol of the dawn of a new age. To make Daimler as a group fit for the future mobility, we took a step back to ask, what should this future look like? Which mobility products should we be manufacturing in the future? So we talked to visionaries of our times in order to understand their pictures of tomorrow. It didn't matter to us which sector any one of those thinkers came from. They all had a vision of how our future should look, and mobility will always be an important part of it. In this blog post, we show you what is important for those visionaries and especially how they see the mobility of the future. We kick off with Hira Hussain, the founder of Chain, a global volunteer network that works against gender-based violence. Chain uses the internet to provide helpful material for affected persons. In the video, Hira talks about how machines can help boost our creativity and whether the advances in mobility have an impact on her everyday life. The next visionary is Alex Cornelissen. Alex is the CEO of the Dutch environmental organization Sea Shepherd Global, and a genuine sea captain at the same time. Among its aims, the organization fights against illegal fishing and the pollution of the oceans. In the video, he reveals to what extent leaders can influence environmental protection and why home offices are good for the planet. If you would like to have a discussion with us about all the topics around the future of mobility, join the Me Convention 2019 in Frankfurt.